Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
You are listening to the Build Your Network podcast.
Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, if you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place, because this is the Build Your Network podcast. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Build Your Network. Today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with a couple of friends to chat a little bit about this awesome opportunity that they are putting together for performers, dancers, DJs, artists, people that want to kind of create their own future in the performance space rather than being dependent on all these, you know, big brands and these big cultural icons and things like that to put them on to their future. It's really just a summit that teaches creatives how to take control back of their creative process and the success that they want to create for them and their families, which is absolutely incredible. You guys know me, anytime there's decentralized command of somebody else making the decisions, you guys know I'm all about that. So without further ado, please, everybody, Build Your Network. Welcome to Zach Knight, who you might recognize as a previous guest on the show, and then Jesse Smith. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show.
What's going on, brother?
You know, man, just living the dream, working and hoping that work pays off. How about you guys?
Same deal, bro.
You might understand a thing or two about that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, guys, I just want to get straight into this. For those of you who are tuning in and you have a little bit more questions about Zach's backstory, you can go check out the episode that we already did on our show. I want to ask a few questions to you, Jesse, just pertaining to your story in particular, because it's obviously kind of what sparked this whole idea to create this movement for these performers. So take me back to like beginning of your decision to get into the performance world, you know, early on in life.
I was definitely a self-proclaimed band geek in high school. Music's always been my thing, man. So I really knew early on that's kind of really what I wanted to do. I, you know, tried to plan for the whole college route thing, but in my heart, I knew that like music was really what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I was in a Christian rock group, like my senior year of high school. We had a record audition at age 19. The band fell apart, but the dream didn't. But the path that I took, it kind of changed directions. And that's when, you know, I started to actually dance. I didn't get into dancing until I was almost 20 years old. And I couldn't afford MTV. I grew up in a kind of a Christian home, so didn't do the whole, you know, mainstream music scene. And so, instead of me growing up on like MJ and you know, all these other artists, I was growing up on Carmen. and Sandy Patty. And
Patty, bro.
That's right. That's right, man.
Music. Yeah.
Definitely. Twyla Paris. Here we go. Fell in love with dance, started watching music videos on Yahoo because I couldn't get them on MTV because I couldn't afford MTV. So the whole 56K dial up modem, like load it for 3 hours, go do your laundry, everything else. And then don't X out of that video because you won't.
Bro, you're aging yourself right now. All right. People don't know what dial up is.
I'm okay with it.
Better hope that nobody calls your house phone during the time you're trying to get
up on
the
straight up. Aborted.
That's right.
So yeah, man, it was kind of at that point, it was my eyes were set for that. And I didn't look back, just kind of set my eyes on that.
So you obviously ended up getting into the dance world a little bit, but then jumped into more of an entrepreneurship path, which is then how you and I met. And then kind of through some of the work that you did in getting some clarity in the Cool People Mastermind and stuff that we have put together. And then you and Zach were kind of able to connect and kind of get back into the dancing world. Can you kind of just walk me through kind of, bird's eye view of what that process was? I know that was kind of a lot of years condensed into one question, but.
Yeah, I mean, so I had two major things. So in 2005 and 6, I was out in Hollywood, signed with MSA, did work with, people like Justin Timberlake, Rihanna, all the Step Up cast members, all that kind of stuff. Came home in 2006, broke and just kind of broken. And, started dancing around and talking about chasing your dreams. So I did that for a minute. And in between there, still did corporate jobs. And then late 2013, signed a record deal with Universal that went completely bad. And then 2014, got out of that deal, $170,000 in debt, facing bankruptcy, broken, walked away from the industry completely, basically scared to death of it. That's when I dove head into my personal growth and development, went back into the business world again. But that's when I really saw the entrepreneurial side kind of kick off, because me and my friend turned around a failing franchise. We started helping other businesses turn their businesses around and started our consulting firm. And you can only wear a suit and tie for so long before you realize it don't fit. And I couldn't, you can take the industry out of the person, but you can't, take the dream out of the person. And there was this gnawing of this audience and these people that I want to connect with. And I just never could shake it. And so when I had a couple of things that happened that kind of brought that around full circle. And when we were at your Cool People Mastermind, I was actually at the crossroads of my business. My business was going down because I was going down. I just mentally was not there anymore. I was super burnt out about it. At that mastermind, I was still trying to figure out how in the world I was going to turn this sales process into something. And but what was the big thing for me was the connection of people at that mastermind and connecting with people that, kept kind of like planting seeds and being like, why are you doing this sales thing? You can be doing so much more. And then, really connected with Zach again. And that's how this whole like coming around full circle back to, okay, screw this. I'm going to go head first into where I know my passion is. And things just took off from there.
That's amazing, man. Zach, kind of come in here and talk to me about your perspective, just kind of starting with the mastermind, if you will, and then like how you and Jesse connected and what those early on conversations were, and then what did that turn into?
It was kind of crazy. And if you ever see a picture of Jesse standing side by side with me, he doesn't lift and he's tatted from fingers to neck. And you got the big burly army guy that doesn't dance. That all of a sudden comes up with an idea about dancing. And we were in your mastermind. We met in Vegas, hit it off in Vegas at your BYN Live. Both hopped in on the mastermind, hit it off really well when we went on the Breckenridge trip. And Jesse, was, as he said, that he had that courage. We created such a great bond in that mastermind that he had the courage to come to me, called me one day and was like, hey, man, this is what I'm struggling with. This is where I'm at, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And what I love about Jesse, and he fulfills like my definition of courage. And courage isn't the lack of fear. It's recognizing the fear and deciding to take action. He recognized his fear of what he was going through and decided to act. And that first action was being vulnerable enough to have a good conversation with me. we kind of talked through, hey, man, this would be kind of cool. I would love to see dance battles. I'm a dance fan. I'm a fangirl, self-proclaimed, and absolutely love, you know, all that finger wagging goodness that he just displayed. And, you know, kind of delved into, hey, this would be cool. The very first episode, it's funny, the very first episode, Jesse found one dancer, couldn't find a second dancer. It was a week after we had our first conversation.
And this is the worldwide dance challenge is what it
basically is. Yes. So this was the first thing. The worldwide dance challenge is what we started with. The parent company is My Creative District, which we'll dive into a little bit more, but started with the worldwide dance challenge. He found one dancer, said he had nobody else he knew could dance. And I looked at him and like, bro, you can dance. And he told me very politely to F off. And I told him very politely, I will not. And sure enough, he ran the show on Zoom. He was army crawling to the laptop to hit play, hit his music, army crawl back, dance a little bit. Fast forward 6 months, we're streaming to our website, 120 countries, launching season one right now, seeing massive success. That's where Mark Wade, who you introduced us to, he kind of caught notice of the project. And that's where the summit's coming up to, and just the connecting and the networking, right? Like the connections you can really grow if you kind of curate that network. It's been phenomenal over the last 6 months.
I mean, that's the biggest thing, man. Like, that's what I love and appreciate about both of you guys is like, since I've known you, you're just people that are, there's so much uncertainty in like every entrepreneurial path, right? Like anytime you're pursuing something that you have no idea how exactly it's going to work out, but you just feel like you got to give it a shot. You know what I mean? Like Jesse, I remember those early on conversations that you and I had about even like joining the mastermind, like, man, I'd love to do this, but I just don't know if I'm in a place right now. And it's just like, okay, well, you know, how important is this to you? And then you basically filled in the answer to that and jumped into the group that a lot of people wouldn't have made that decision. And then, you know, to be able to come into that, meet people in that group, and then, like Zach was saying, to be able to just kind of throw it out there and just be like, look, man, I'm struggling. That right there encapsulates my opinion of what a mastermind should be. And unfortunately, a lot of people have taken masterminds and twisted them into where like this giant like arrogance fest where like everybody's just trying to like one up each other. But in that context, in that culture, this kind of stuff can happen, which is the reason to be in a mastermind, to get around other people who think the same way that you think, who act the same way that you act, who take action, and who are bold enough to chase after their dreams, right? So, you know, having that mentality cripples people, and they pay all this money to get into a group, and then they're so worried about being vulnerable and other people judging them that they don't get anything out of the group, and then they blame the group for not having any sort of like help for them. And it's like, well, that's because you came into it trying to impress people instead of coming into it trying to learn and put yourself in a position to come out with a lot of success, which is exactly what you guys have done with each other. And now to be able to have this like new parent company forming and like putting on this summit and being able to stream to this many countries and affect the lives of like real performers and dancers. This is something that like, you know, Jesse and I talked about this a little bit before about like, I didn't know. You think about what you just said, Jesse, about the fact that you got to deal with Universal and that the fact that you were dancing with Rihanna and Justin Timberlake, like if you hear those kinds of things, you automatically think like, oh, you're set for life. Like that sounds like something that, you know, like would carry you into the rest of your career. But what happens is a lot of performers get taken advantage of by these, you know, the gods of these industries that are the ones moving the chess pieces around on the board. And as soon as you're no longer a usable chess piece, they sacrifice you and move on to somebody else. And so what you guys are really creating with this summit for creatives to come in, performers to come in and really learn how to take control of their careers, I think is much, much needed. So Jesse, can you tell me a little bit more about the summit? Like when is it? How can people go find it? And what exactly is the main thing you want them to get from it?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing it through January 20th through the 24th. And you know, what they're really going to get out of it is I have, you know, because of being in the industry, I know what it's like to be on both sides. I know what it's like to be the dreamer that's got a talent and they believe the key to success or the path to success is get discovered and make their big break. They're just looking for that one video to get discovered on Instagram, or they're looking for that one gig that they get on stage with the right person to completely turn their career around. And you just said it, like, you know, the real performers that know what it means to stay in the game realize that their next gig is completely on them. Like they're not going to have this one gig that's going to set them for life, right? They're always having to work. And so when I went from being a performer and started to understand mindset and really started to understand that in this day and age, in order to be a successful anything in that world, in the performance world, you have to have entrepreneur mindset. You have to be able to understand that there's both business and art. And so this whole concept of stop trying to ask everybody else to give you your big break and go create your own. And that's really what this summit is about, is literally giving you all the tools that you need to go create your own stage and create the big break you've been looking for. Therefore, you're not subject to anybody else's yes. You've just created your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely love that. Zach, can you kind of talk into, you know, besides the main point, talk into a little bit about what creatives can expect during the whole experience? And then, you know, what are the dates and how can people go get signed up?
Yeah, I mean, Jesse mentioned it, January 20th, it's rolling out. The really big part of the way we're breaking this down, it's 5 days. Each day is going to kind of hit a different aspect of creating your yes. Day one's going to start with mindset. You know, what mindset does it take to be successful in this industry, to actually accomplish these goals? Because as all three of us know, it's a grind. And if you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to be able to sustain through that grind.
Yeah. And then something on that too. Because a lot of times when I first started in this like journey, this path of entrepreneurship or personal development, whatever you want to call it, I always saw that people started with mindset. And I always used to like skip those modules. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, oh, I don't just give me the good stuff. Give me the practice. What should I do? Give me the tactics. And let me just say, don't do that. If you're listening right now, like, Everything else is predicated upon your mindset. What do you believe about yourself? And what do you believe about what is possible for yourself? Because ultimately, what you believe is the truth. Regardless of intrinsic truth, whatever you believe becomes the truth that is actually true for you, even if it's not. I know that's kind of counterintuitive, but it makes sense if you think about it a little bit more. Like if you put these limits on yourself, then those are the limits because that's what you believe are the limits. And if you believe those are limits, then that's all the only place you're going to go. So I love that you start with mindset because you can't just skip over it. If you don't have the mindset, then none of the tactics apply at all. So anyway, sorry to interrupt you, bro. Go ahead.
No. And that's exactly why we're starting with that. It's the foundational piece from my experience on a battlefield to Jesse's experience on a stage. Creatives and what I've learned about Jesse, love him to death. He fights limiting beliefs every day of putting himself out there. I've had to put a boot in his butt several times, like episode one, to say, bro, if you can't ask other people to do what you're not willing to do yourself, and there's that checkpoint, right? Like he's fighting a limiting belief. Thankfully, he's responsive to the way I hit him with it. And a lot of creatives are facing the same thing because creatives are putting themselves out there. And that's a scary thing, right? You're terrified because it is you. It is literally your inner thoughts, literally your being that you're putting out there. So mindset being that foundational piece, to me, there's no other way to start, right? Let's get your mind right. And then we move into stories about the grind, people that have seen the grind and have come out of successful. Yeah. And then we move into stories about, day three is going to be stories about aligning with your passion. One thing that Jesse struggled with for years, he's a successful sales consultant, but his passion wasn't there. So the burnout happened, right? How do you maintain that alignment with your passion and make it profitable? Day four is going to move into the how-tos, right? Here are your tactics. Here's how you're going to go about doing the baselines. How do you create a brand? How do you create an online presence? How do you create social media? And then day five, moves into monetizing it, right? We literally go from mindset of where you need to be all the way to how are you going to make money doing it? And I think for a creative to have that type of structure, you know me, I'm all about structure and creating around that piece of it where people thrive in that type of environment, decentralized or not, since you made that comment. But, you know, if you can create that structure for yourself and have that outline, then you're now going to be able to take that, create your own outline, and create that yes with the steps through what we're going to teach at the summit.
Yeah, absolutely love it, guys. Tell me really quick before we jump off here, tell me a little bit about the parent company and what you guys are planning on doing with that.
Yeah, so my creative district is really the parent company of Worldwide Dance Challenge. Worldwide Dance Challenge was a platform and is a platform to, you know, give people what they wanted. When I started to realize, okay, dancers are who and performers are who I really want to impact, I've learned from my days in sales that in order to give people what they need, you first, a lot of times, need to give them what they want. And so I knew dancers were looking for exposure. I knew that they were looking for network, community. and they were looking for a place for them to be able to showcase their talent, to compete and showcase. So that's why we created the show. But I also learned very quickly that that's what they think the answer is, but the answer is into all the other stuff. And so therefore, my creative district is kind of the coaching company, if it were, that's going to come alongside these performers and give them the tools and the understanding that they need to actually go ahead and build their own yes. Because I was signed to agencies and had record companies and all this kind of stuff. And really, they're just there to collect the money and just take in all of the calls, right? They're not really making calls for you. They're really not building your platform. And so this gives the actual performers a chance to be able to do that. And that's what my creative district is to be able to do, is to create a district, a community of creatives, so you were, to be able to, you know, really take their passion, learn how to monetize it so they can, you know, live the life they want to live, and then also make the impact they want to make.
Yeah, absolutely love it, guys. I mean, you guys know I've been a big fan, big supporter of this since it started. So those of you listening, you heard it here first, guys. This is, I believe in it. I think it's going to be a really big worldwide thing. It already is worldwide, but I think it's going to continue to have a lot more success. And these are the businesses that people want to see, man. These are the things that people want to see, this raw, real versions of what these like giant companies are trying to do with huge dollar amounts of production work and all these things. And this just like anything that levels the playing field, I think is something that is going to end up having legs and taking on a life of its own. So I can't wait to see the continued success you guys have out there. Where can people go to get registered for this before we wrap up?
I know for sure you can head over to worldwidedancechallenge.com. There's going to be information on there where you can enroll and how you can get involved. So you can head over there and learn about everything else as well.
Perfect. worldwidedancechallenge.com. Guys, go check it out. It's super entertaining to watch some of these dancers perform, and Zach and Jesse, and I know Heather as well. Zach's better, much better half. They do a great job.
Hey now.
Running the behind the scenes there. And so I know you guys won't be disappointed. worldwidedancechallenge.com. Zach, Jesse, thanks so much for joining me on the show. And I can't wait to hang out again soon in Costa Rica.
Thanks for having us, brother.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to connect with me and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join my free Facebook group, The Lounge. I'll see you over there, and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.